Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Bruce von Hindenburg. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. They came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately there met him a man out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. He lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him, and crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you, by God, do not torment me." For he was saying to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged him earnestly not to send them out of the country. Now a great herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him, saying, "Send us to the pigs, let us enter them." So he gave them permission, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the pigs, and the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned in the sea. The herdsmen fled and told in the city and in the country, and people came to see what it was that had happened. And when they came to Jesus and saw the demon-possessed man, the one who had had the legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it described to them what had happened to the demon-possessed man and to the pigs. And they began to beg Jesus to depart from their region. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed with demons begged him that he might be with him. And he did not permit him, but said to him, "Go to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you, and how he has had mercy on you." And he went away and began to proclaim to the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone marveled. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What an intriguing story, and what a cast of characters in what we just heard from Mark's Gospel. First, we have Jesus, who is making perhaps his first foray into Gentile territory. He had just crossed the Sea of Galilee into the territory known as the Gerasenes. As soon as he set foot on shore, came another character, a man filled with an unclean spirit. We are given quite a description of this man. We are told that he lived among the tombs and that others had tried to bind him with chains and shackles, but nothing could hold him. From what we later learn, we know that he was naked and he had been terrorizing the community and cutting himself with stones. We also learn that upon seeing Jesus, this demon-possessed man fell on his face. Was it in fear, or was it in a posture of worship? Or maybe both. This man, or the demons which possessed him, spoke to Jesus, saying, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." Once again, with this choice of words, is the demon making a request for mercy, or is it an attempt or a command of the Christ? Jesus, then, before commanding the unclean spirit to depart from the man, asks a question, "What is your name?" And we learn from the demon that his name is Legion, for there are many of them. So it's not just one demon that dwells in this man. This is where we meet some of the other interesting characters in this story, a herd of swine, numbering at least 2,000. What can we make of this? Does the fact that these creatures were considered unclean by the Jews and by the law of Moses play into the meaning of the story? There are two other sets of characters in this cast, the swineherders and the people they run to. Here, the owners learn what has happened to their pigs. They had been possessed by demons and flung themselves into the sea and drowned, all of them. What is their demeanor? Are they filled with joy that the man who had once been possessed, who had terrorized the countryside, has now been set free? No, they are afraid. A fear brought about through the divine power of Jesus. Oftentimes, when we don't understand, our first reaction is fear. Apart from the end, there you have the story of Jesus healing a man with a demon. So what can we make of this story? So much attention is given regarding all of the different characters. At times, these can be distractions, things that take us away from focusing on what is truly meaningful. Our lives can be like that. Things happen in the world, in our country, in our community, in our family, or even in our own personal lives that can tend to be a distraction. When you consider the demons, what is their purpose? To cast seeds of doubt, to keep us and our thoughts away from God, away from church, away from the good news of Christ and Him crucified. During the Lenten season, we focus on repentance. But what does that mean? Repentance is a change of mind, heart, and actions, and according to Luther, should be the daily practice of all Christians. But along with turning away from sin, we should turn to Christ. He is the one thing needful. What He accomplished on the cross destroyed not only demons, but death itself. No more fear about the darkness of the tomb, but the joy of living in the true light. In the end, the demons were dispatched and the man was given freedom, not only to live his life, but to tell the good news of all that Jesus had done for him. May He be our example during this Lenten season and beyond. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Son of the Most High God, You freed many from their bondage to demons, demonstrating Your power over the evil one. Show us Your mercy when we are overcome by the darkness of sin, death, and the devil, and protect us by Your mighty word that does what it says. For You live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.